Megan Trainor, feeling the chill on a Monday morning, getting some goosebumps. It has been a little nippy in the last couple of days. The cold front, the snow on the berg, blowing a bit of a chill down our way. But hey, listen, it's still one of the warmest places to be. And it's getting warmer as the Monday wakes up. And if you're just tuning in yourself, welcome to the show. It's Monday morning, Radio Life and Style, coming to you live from the heart of Balito. And when it comes to getting a read on where things are in the markets, the property market, and just life in general in this part of the world, we like to rope in the experts. We take you straight to the source. And when it comes to the world of real estate in particular, well, there doesn't come a more trusted name in the local real estate market than Pam Golding. And great on a Monday morning to be connecting with our local Mr. Pam, in a sense, local franchise owner and principal of Pam Golding Balito. Dave Cameron is in the house for a catch-up on a Monday morning. Dave, how you doing, my friend?
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Mike. Thank you again for having me.
Great to have you.
It's great to be here.
Always cool to connect and to get a real read on, you know, what's happening in town, because you've got your finger on the pulse in more ways than one. And obviously, a lot of folks arrive for a holiday experience, and they start to fall in love with the area. They want to live the holiday. And buying and selling a home is often one of the biggest emotional decisions that people make in their lives, really. As a Pam Golding professional, how do you guide clients through that journey while making what can be, I suppose, a stressful process feel exciting and reassuring?
Yeah, it's a great question, and I don't think it's just Pam Golding related. I think it's definitely industry related. But the biggest word for me that stands out there is trust. I mean, our role isn't simply to unlock doors and negotiate prices. It's to listen, understand what's important to each other, listening to the client, guiding them with the most honest advice throughout the process. And I think at Pam Golding, we do put an enormous emphasis on relationships.
Yeah.
One of the many, many of our clients actually become friends, and that's a good sign of something that's been well received. And, you know, if you can always act with their best interests at heart, people feel more informed and supported, and what could be a stressful process becomes an exciting journey if just that word trust maintains throughout the process.
I can totally appreciate that. And like I said, you know, when it comes to a trusted name, Pam Golding really holds its weight. And recently, Pam Golding celebrated its Balito Gold Club agents for the first quarter. Did I get that right?
Yeah, you got that right. Yeah, absolutely.
What does that recognition mean to you and your team? And what does it say about the standard of service that Pam Golding continues to deliver right here on the North Coast?
Yeah, it's something we're incredibly proud of. I think Gold Club isn't simply about sales volumes. It's about recognition. It's about professionalism, consistency, and great sort of client service. It almost reinforces what we've always believed. And if you focus on the people first, the results follow. So our clients benefit from collaborative experiences, and collaborating with one of the strongest property networks in South Africa is something we're extremely proud of.
Very cool, man. And when you have a hyper-local service focus, but you're trying to keep abreast of sort of the macroeconomic national picture, obviously interest rates are always top of mind for buyers and sellers. We recently kind of dodged a potential another hike. As we see changes in the interest rate environment and sort of keep tabs on it, what impact are you expecting this to have on the North Coast property market over the coming months, for the rest of the year, possibly?
I believe we've entered into a very positive period. Lower interest rates improve affordability, increase buyer confidence, and encourage people who've been sitting on the sidelines to start making the decisions. The North Coast is already outperforming many parts of the country because demand is driven by lifestyle and immigration investments rather than speculation. Mm. So even the modest reduction in borrowing costs can unlock significant activity.
Well, listen, you mentioned that word lifestyle, and one of the biggest decisions that buyers face when looking at the North Coast lifestyle and buying into that is choosing between estate living and a freestanding home potentially. What are some of the key advantages of each, and what factors should buyers consider before making that decision?
Yeah, there isn't really a right or wrong answer. It depends entirely on your lifestyle. Estate living offers security, community, walking trails, sports facilities, children's activities, and increasingly a lock-up-and-go lifestyle that appeals to both families and retirees. Freestanding homes often provide greater flexibility, more space, fewer rules, and in some cases, better value. Our interesting trend we're seeing is buyers are placing a greater value on lifestyle rather than square meters. And that for me is probably been a significant shift over the past 5 years. It's not how do I live. Sorry, it is how do I live and not so much how big is my house.
That's interesting. So maybe opting for something kind of more smaller and lock up and go, but with the right boxes still being ticked.
Yeah.
And that's one example of how the property market has evolved significantly over the past few years. Are there any other notable trends that have surprised you? You know, whether it's buyer behavior or, I don't know, investment patterns. What's standing out for you?
Yeah, I think firstly, buyers are more committed to making decisions when they see something now. So we're seeing a nice shift in that. Secondly, people are putting lifestyle first, as I mentioned. Buyers aren't only relocating for work anymore. They're actually relocating for quality of life. Thirdly, and interestingly, younger families are entering the market earlier than expected. I think our average age of buyers were ranging from about 35 to 49, and we've seen a significant increase in that price band in terms of your years, because the North Coast has something to offer children that's quite unique to enjoy the sort of outdoor lifestyle. We've seen strong demands in security estates like Zululami, Seton, some BTs in Bali, where buyers are investing in an entire lifestyle, not just the property itself. And then perhaps most surprisingly for me, the premium property has remained resilient, with quality homes continuing to attract a strong interest. So yeah, prices over the 10 million rand mark, we've seen a consistent interaction.
It continues to be a magnet in that bracket. And for someone thinking about buying or selling in the next maybe 6 to 12 months, what advice would you give them to ensure they're making the best possible decision in the current market?
I think for buyers, don't wait for the perfect market. It doesn't really come. If you found something that sort of suits your needs and fits your brief and your budget, then history shows that the quality performs, quality property will perform well over the long term. And then for sellers, it's just pricing it correctly from day one, just making sure that you get an agent that you trust that's credible and understands the market. I think today's buyers are extremely informed. They're researching online well before properties viewing. So realistically, we need to get price right, and with sort of correct marketing strategy, you should get the best results.
Well, there you go. And that's why you want to be talking with a trusted property professional and not trying to kind of wing it. And Dave, for anyone listening, catching the tail end of this interview, if there's just one takeaway from today's conversation, what would you like them to leave with?
I think if listeners remember one thing from today, I'd like it probably to be this. The North Coast isn't simply experiencing a property boom. It's evolving into one of South Africa's most desirable lifestyle destinations. So whether you're buying a forever home or investing or relocating with a family, this region offers an exceptional long-term return. Our coastline does really consider to continue to attract the right kind of infrastructure and investments, and the opportunities are real, and we generally really excited about what the future holds for us.
Hey, well, I'd be really excited if I was in your seat as well. You're hearing the word from a trusted name in real estate, and Pam Golding. I mean, you don't really get more established than that. Local franchise owner and principal David Cameron giving you his perspective on this Monday morning. And Dave, for anyone looking to get in touch with you and the local Pam Golding Bolito team, what's the smartest way to do that?
Reach out to us on social medias. We're all over town. We've got agents in specific specialist places. Our offices are at Sage Center. At any time, we'd love to have a coffee, connect, and just build relationships.
There you go. That's your invitation on a Monday morning. And Dave, looking forward to catching up again on radio real soon. What do you say?
Thanks, Mark. Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend. A good week.
Yeah, well, it feels like a bit of a weekend. Hey?